I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Let's get to the answer to our geoquiz now. On this day in 1788, a British fleet carrying hundreds of convicts from England arrived in what became the colony of New South Wales. So today marks the founding of Australia. Australia Day is celebrated with great gusto in Tasmania. The answer to our geoquiz. Producer Jake Warga sent us his audio postcard from the town of Latrobe, Tasmania, where the day is filled with wood chopping and whip cracking competitions and ferret races.
You'll be able to see how the ferrets will go through and either stop and have a look. The way it goes. Come on, Libby. In we go. Doesn't want to go in. There she is. It popped up. Have a look. And away it goes. Look, this is going to be a close one. Almost. Tails out. And there we go. Well done. Congratulations.
We're at Latrobe now. It's the home of wood chopping. This bloke up here, he'll start first. And go round here. This is where it started here. 1891. It's done all over the world now. Sometimes they get a softer log than the other blokes. Just the luck of the draw. They cut it one side and then come round and cut the other side. That's a good sport though, a good clean sport.
Sophie Jones and I'm 17 and I just sang the national anthem for Henley on the Mersey. Our land abounds with nature's gifts of beauty rich and rare. In history's page that every stage advance Australia fair.
We on Australia Day we do traditional Australian things like have an Aussie barbecue. Whip cracking is very much a part of Australian culture, and basically the country was settled on the back of cattle. The sound of the stock whip was used to move cattle right across the country from one side to the other. You can also do one called a steam train. It just sounds like an old steam locomotive. Australia Day celebrates when Australia, the first fleet, landed on the shores of Australia.
More than just fireworks. Jake Warga sent us that audio postcard of Australia Day celebrations in Tasmania. Of course, not everyone in Australia marks the day with celebrations. In Canberra today, a small group of Aborigines held a demonstration. They shouted, "Always was, always will be Aboriginal land."